Hello, welcome to the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed. Today's topic, discover the reasons you overeat and gain weight and what to do about it. I'm Deborah Keston, nutrition researcher and host of the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed. And I'm on a mission to give you the science-backed weight loss wisdom you need to eat less and weigh less without dieting. In each episode, I'll translate cutting-edge weight loss research into actions you can take that can make a real difference in your weight and well-being. Let's get started. Last week, in episode number 2, I revealed 7 healing secrets of food that lead to eating less and weighing less without dieting. A brief recap, the 7 Eat Less, Weigh Less guidelines I told you about are based on my science-backed whole person integrative eating program. They are 1, get fresh, 2, positive emotions, 3, mindfulness eating, 4, heartfelt gratitude, 5, loving regard, and eat with others in a pleasant atmosphere. If you take a close look at these 7 integrative eating guidelines, which I repeat are linked to eating less and weighing less, it's clear they're the opposite of what and how most of us eat today. For instance, instead of fresh whole food, don't most of us choose fast food and processed food? And instead of enjoying the pleasure of food with eating together, don't we often eat while stressed, alone, and while we're multitasking and not focusing on or appreciating food and its flavors? This may surprise you. The typical food choices and eating behaviors I just described that are normal for most of us are another major healing secret of food I'm telling you about today. As a matter of fact, you may find today's healing secret even more powerful than the 7 pillars of integrative eating I told you about in episode 2 that lead to eating less and weighing less. This is because today's healing secret is another groundbreaking discovery that behavioral scientist Larry Sherwitz and I made, and it's this. We identified 7 styles of eating. We call them overeating styles that are the root reasons you overeat and gain weight. I'm going to repeat this. Larry and I have identified 7 overeating styles that describe the underlying reasons you overeat and gain weight. This discovery matters to you a lot because they suggest that you can halt, even reverse overeating and weight gain by replacing each of our newly discovered new normal overeating styles, meaning the reasons you overeat, with their antidotes, which are the 7 pillars of our whole person integrative eating program that I told you about in episode number 2. I must tell you, Larry and I were astounded and excited by the 7 overeating styles we discovered that increase odds you'll overeat and gain weight. And then our findings got even more interesting. Throughout my 6-week, 18-lesson online e-course on integrative eating that I did with more than 5,200 people, we realized that those who replace their overeating styles with the 7 pillars of integrative eating were the ones who ate less and lost the most weight without dieting. Here's more perspective for you. When Larry and I took a closer look, we realized that, together, the overeating styles reveal a pattern. Like members of a family, each is independent, but they also work together as a team, with each one having the power to influence the others. Here's the simple and straightforward bottom line. The more you practice today's new normal overeating styles, the more likely you are to overeat and be overweight or obese. Bottom line number 2, replace each overeating style with the 7 pillars of whole person integrative eating, and you'll likely eat less and weigh less without dieting. As a matter of fact, because our research was both solid and groundbreaking, when it was published in the peer-reviewed medical journal Explore, the Journal of Science and Healing, the editor-in-chief, David Riley, wrote this editorial, quote, "These results provide a fresh perspective on our epidemic of overeating, overweight, and obesity that could signal a paradigm shift in the field of nutrition." And what is that shift? Dr. Riley is saying that her research on whole person integrative eating offers a new view of nutritional science that's kind of like a sweeping beam of light. Not only do our discoveries give us all new insights into why we overeat, but they also provide a clear guideline to replace each overeating style with a way of eating that ups the odds of eating less and weighing less. In other words, in this episode today, and all episodes of The Healing Secrets of Food Revealed, I'm telling you about a new recipe with new ingredients for weight loss success that are based on 21st century scientific discoveries. And we really, really need this. Why? Simply put, because most of us have learned in the 20th century to lose weight and keep it off. And that continues today. What we've learned isn't working. Consider this. As I talk to you today, 52% of Americans, 52%, report following a traditional diet or some kind of specific eating pattern in the past year. And this 52% of dieters is a steep uptick from just a year ago when 39% reported they were on a diet. That is a 13% increase in just 1 year of the amount of Americans on a diet. At the same time, experts say that somewhere between 80% to 95% of dieters gain back the weight they've worked so hard to lose. Clearly, traditional restrictive dieting does not work for most of us. This is evident in these stats. Today, it's estimated that a little more than 42% of American adults are obese, while almost 31% are overweight. This means that almost 73% of adults in the U.S., three-quarters of us, are overweight or obese. To give you still more perspective, according to surveys by the National Institutes of Health, U.S. obesity rates have tripled over the last 60 years since the early 1960s. Severe obesity, also known as morbid obesity, has risen tenfold. Clearly, for all of you listening today who are struggling with weight, you are not alone. Here's another way in which you're not alone. Most researchers say that today's surging overweight and obesity pandemic, here's another statistic for you, is because almost 93% of children in the U.S. and 86% of U.S. adults typically eat some junk food every day. I'm sure many of you have heard that this means most Americans are eating lots of ultra-processed high-calorie foods. Actually, I call these food products that are filled with health-harming excess salt, artery-clogging saturated fat, refined processed grains, think white flour, high levels of added sugar, and lots of chemical, which I call chemical cuisine. On the other side, what we're not eating are the foods that lead to health, healing, and weight loss. Fresh veggies, fruits, whole grains, and legumes, meaning beans and peas, and also lean, unprocessed, fresh fish, poultry, meat, and dairy. What's new and what I'm telling you about in today's podcast is this. Larry's and my research on whole person integrative eating tells us it's not just what we eat that's making us fat. How we eat, meaning your eating behaviors, are also a powerful part of the overweight picture. And it is your typical food choices and eating behaviors that make up the seven overeating styles I'm telling you about now. As you discover the overeating styles, keep in mind that in the world of science, each overeating style is statistically significant. This means that even though I've given the overeating styles cute creative names, they're the real thing. They're dependable predictors of overeating and weight gain. Here are the seven members of the overeating style family we discovered. To get the most of the brief overview I'm giving you today, as I tell you about each overeating style, ask yourself, do you see yourself in any of them? Most of us are familiar with the phrase overeating. Turning to comfort food to soothe negative feelings such as depression, anxiety, or loneliness, but also sometimes to enhance joyous celebratory emotions in response to, say, a wedding, birthday, or promotion. Overeating style number one is emotional eating. If you often eat to manage your feelings and to self-soothe, in other words, for reasons other than hunger, it's likely you're an emotional eater. Although all seven overeating styles are key predictors that a person will overeat, the overeating style, emotional eating, is number one, meaning it's the strongest predictor of overeating. In other words, negative emotions are the strongest indicators you'll turn to food to self-soothe and, in turn, overeat. Some health professionals describe this overeating style as stress eating, compulsive overeating, food addiction, or self-medicating. No matter what it's called, many of us turn to food to relieve emotional tension because it works. For instance, did you know that carbohydrate-dense foods, such as high-sugar, high-carb cookies and cake, release a naturally occurring chemical messenger, a neurotransmitter called serotonin, and that serotonin can calm and relax you? In this way, high-carb foods can soothe negative, unwelcome emotions that may make you uncomfortable. It may not come as a surprise that our research pinpointed emotional eating as the strongest predictor of overeating and therefore the key contributor to weight gain. What's also of special interest is that Larry and I identified specific emotions, the family of emotions that are strongly linked with the likelihood you'll have an emotional eating experience. Telling you more about all this in future episodes of the Healing Secrets of Food podcast, and I'll also give you scientifically sound strategies that can help you overcome emotional eating, indeed all the overeating styles. But for now, ask yourself, are you an emotional eater? Overeating style number two, food fretting. Good food, bad food, legal food, illegal food, sinful food, pure food. The food fretting overeating style is about being overly concerned about and focused on food, projecting moral judgment about what you or anyone else should or shouldn't eat. Traditional dieting is a part of food fretting, thinking obsessively about the right way to eat, and basing your self-worth and that of others on what or how much is eaten. If you're often filled with such obsessive thoughts about food, you practice the new normal food fretting overeating style. Another key underlying element of this weight-inducing overeating style is going on a traditional diet, then berating yourself if you go off the diet. Still, keep in mind that diets in and of themselves are not necessarily bad. They can be a prescribed way of eating that is a neutral, necessary, and helpful way of eating for many of us. It's the attitude behind the diet that makes it either helpful or conversely a food fretting overeating style. Here are some examples of food fretting think. As you hear them, keep in mind that not all people count calories or judge food are food fretters. The tipping point into food fretting is obsessing about the best way to eat and obsessing about caloric intake and weight. Here we go. Do you see yourself in any of the following food fretting examples? Number one, I was good today, you may think, when you've managed to avoid unhealthful foods, stick to your diet, and eat what you think you should. Number two, quote, when my food cravings become powerful and I eat foods that are bad, I feel guilty, end quote, is typical self-think for many food fretters. Number three, quote, she should resist that sinful chocolate cake. Doesn't she have any willpower, you might think, as you watch someone eat what she shouldn't, the word shouldn't. Overcoming the food fretting overeating style begins first with recognizing judgmental food fretting chatter about food and eating. Being honest with yourself about this can be challenging, since judging food you eat and feeling anxious about food have become common in our culture. In upcoming episodes, I'll give you specific strategies for turning fret-filled overeating style into a pleasurable, non-judgmental way of eating that doesn't need to result in weight gain. Overeating style number 3, fast foodism. Here's what the fast foodism overeating style might look like. A donut or sugary cereal for breakfast, a McDonald's double burger with fries for lunch, and perhaps a supersized pizza, perhaps placed casually on the dining room table in its cardboard box for dinner. Add several soft drinks throughout the day, chips and snacks, and you have a powerful profile of the fast food cuisine that's typical for many Americans. Not surprisingly, this way of eating is strongly linked with overeating, overweight, and obesity, and it threatens more than your waistline. It also increases odds of other diet-linked body-mind ailments, from heart disease and diabetes to depression, anxiety, and more. Throughout the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed, I'll tell you lots more about the link between fast food and ultra-processed food and weight gain, how they keep you from achieving your health goals, and I'll also demystify the most beneficial way for you to eat with lots of science-backed optimal eating tips, tools, and strategies, all designed to help you achieve a healthy relationship to food, weight, and well-being. Overeating style number 4, task snacking. Some call it multitasking. The French call it vagabond eating. And many in America think it's normal. However it's perceived, if you often eat while doing other things, such as working by yourself, in front of your computer, driving, watching TV, standing at the kitchen counter, shopping, or talking on the phone, it's likely that the task snacking overeating style is increasing your likelihood of overeating. Throughout episodes of The Healing Secrets of Food Revealed, you'll discover the specific behaviors linked to task snacking that can contribute to weight gain. And I'll also show you how to overcome this overeating style with the integrative eating behavior of mindfulness eating. In other words, I'll give you easy actions that you can take that lead to paying attention to what you're eating and in turn to reducing your overeating and weight. Overeating style number 5, sensory disregard. The sensory disregard overeating style may be the most overlooked aspect of overeating and ensuing weight gain. We also know that even if this overeating style is unfamiliar territory for you, it's likely a major contributor to overeating. How often, for instance, do you focus on the aromas, colors, or flavors of food? Do you eat with your senses by appreciating the presentation, tasting the textures, or being grateful for the life-giving gift inherent in food? In our research on the overeating styles, Larry and I found that those who ate the most actually enjoyed their food the least. And this matters to overeating and weight gain because if you're not enjoying your food, indeed savoring it, you're likely to keep eating until you finally do feel a sense of satisfaction. What Larry and I found especially interesting, actually we were amazed about sensory disregard, is that all of the overeating styles we identified, sensory and spiritual disregard of food and eating is associated with the largest number of food-related behaviors linked with overeating. The problem is that many of us don't even know what it means to relate to food in a sensory way, let alone have a clue about how to integrate and practice a way of eating that nourishes your senses so that you'll eat less and weigh less. Throughout episodes of The Healing Secrets of Food Revealed, I'll give you insights into the quote-unquote health price you pay if you typically eat meals without flavoring them with sensory and spiritual regard. And you'll discover how to turn this overeating style into palate-pleasing pleasures and palate-pleasing adventure that brings weight loss rewards. Overeating style number 6, unappetizing atmosphere. You may find it surprising to learn that both the emotional And the physical atmospheres in which you eat can make a difference in whether you overeat. But it does. I know this because Larry and I discovered that the psychological atmosphere and physical dining aesthetics when you eat can either contribute to satiety or lead to overeating. The psychological element refers to both the emotions you experience within yourself and that surround you from others when you eat, feelings such as joy and happiness, or conversely, anger, fear, depression, and so on. The physical atmosphere includes the aesthetics of your surroundings when you eat, at home, at work, in restaurants, in your car, even at the homes of family and friends. To turn around the unappetizing atmosphere overeating style, think amiable ambiance, both physically and emotionally, when you eat. In future episodes, I'll explain how your surroundings influence eating, the metabolism of food, and ultimately your weight, and I'll tell you personal success stories, such as the story of a formerly overweight coaching client of mine who chose appetizing atmosphere as the first overeating style she wanted to change. Overeating style number 7, solo dining. Eating by yourself, more often than not, describes the solo dining overeating style. In other words, whether you typically eat with others in a pleasant atmosphere or alone matters to your weight and well-being. I know this because a growing number of studies in the States and internationally link the new normal solo dining overeating style with overeating and being overweight, even obese. On the other side, more and more studies reveal how dining with others can be balm for body, heart, and soul. In future episodes, you'll learn about the amazing healing possibilities that social dining can bring, and I'll tell you about groundbreaking research and practical skills you need to create enjoyable dining experiences with others. The bottom line of the solo dining overeating style: as your eating shifts from a me mentality to a we awareness, and as you more and more share the dining experience with others, you'll be taking yet another step toward overcoming overeating. Here's the takeaway. The new normal overeating styles I just told you about may seem subtle on the surface, but be assured they're all-encompassing, in that not only does each one influence overeating and in turn weight, they offer drastically and differ drastically from what and how we ate for millennia. I know this because when I studied the sources humankind turned to for centuries for guidelines about what and how to eat, I learned that world religions, cultural traditions, such as yogic nutrition called Ajna Yoga, and Eastern healing systems, such as India's Ayurvedic medicine, encourage fresh, whole food, enjoying food with others, eating with mindfulness and gratitude, and loving regard and eating in a pleasing atmosphere while taking time to savor flavors in food. For instance, I learned from a lecture by a doctor of Tibetan medicine that for thousands of years, humankind turned to the 6 flavors in food to ensure complete nourishment: sweet, sour, salty, spicy, bitter, and astringent. As a contrast, since the evolution of nutritional science in the 20th century, just a little more than 100 years ago, we've learned to relate to food with what I call eating by number, counting calories, counting carbs, watching our weight, figuring fat grams. Even with all this attention to details, 75% of Americans are overweight or obese, and other diet-linked ailments continue to soar. Given my research on ancient food wisdom, I've come to realize this simple fact about why so many of us struggle with weight. The more we veer away from food, real food, and we eat based on new normal overeating styles I just told you about, the more we're likely to overeat and be overweight. I realize that what I'm saying may seem overwhelming, but it's not. Why? Let me give you an example. I'm sure most of you have heard that today's Mediterranean diet, which has been around for thousands of years, is today's gold standard for the best way to eat for weight loss, health, and healing. I'm bringing this up because recent research by the Mayo Clinic tells us that it is the Mediterranean lifestyle that brings the best health benefits. And what is the Mediterranean lifestyle? Eating fresh whole food, filled with positive emotions in a pleasing atmosphere, and enjoying food and its flavors with others. In other words, the Mediterranean lifestyle, not just the Mediterranean diet, is the opposite of today's new normal overeating styles that I just told you about. And it's the opposite of the science-backed ingredients of the ancient new whole-person integrative eating dietary lifestyle Larry and I discovered that leads to weight loss and well-being. So you can reap the rewards of what you discover on each episode of The Healing Secrets of Food Revealed. I close each episode with an in-action idea for you to try. This may be a quick tip about how to implement the healing secret we just discussed, or perhaps a practical step you can take, such as ordering a size down of your favorite coffee concoction, or perhaps I'll suggest a self-insight exercise, an internal reflection that can lead you closer to achieving your food-related health goals. I'll offer an in-action exercise at the end of each episode that can contribute to your transformation from today's new normal way of eating, which leads to overeating and overweight, to whole person integrative eating, which I describe as your scientifically sound personal guide to eating less and weighing less without dieting. Today's in-action exercise is a practical step that may lead to overcoming the overeating styles. Consider keeping a Healing Secrets of Food Revealed journal to write about your experience with each in-action exercise. Here's today's in-action practical step. Review the 7 overeating styles by visiting healingsecretspodcast.com. You can review the overeating styles by 1, listening again to today's podcast, 2, reading the transcript of today's podcast, or 3, reading an article about the overeating styles. After becoming more familiar with each overeating style, 1, decide which overeating style or styles are typical for you. 2, then decide which one or if you want to start changing any of them. 3, now in your Healing Secrets of Food Revealed journal, write down your thoughts and feelings about making changes in your food choices and eating behaviors. I also want to say, for those of you who want to dive deeper into your overeating styles, you can take the complete 74-item What's Your Overeating Style self-assessment quiz in Larry's and my award-winning book, Whole Person Integrative Eating, which is available on Amazon. The quiz will enable you to identify your own personal overeating styles and specific food choices and eating behaviors you may want to pay attention to. I want to thank you for joining me today on The Healing Secrets of Food Revealed. With each show, I'm looking forward to sharing step-by-step, science-backed insights you need to nourish all of you, body, mind, soul, and social well-being each time you eat so you can thrive. If you would like a summary of today's in-action exercise, please visit Healing Secrets Podcast. Then look for the yellow light bulb next to the in-action CTA. At healingsecretspodcast.com, you can also listen to this episode again, read the transcript, and consider joining the Healing Secrets Podcast community, where I'm looking forward to meeting you. I'm Deborah Keston, host of The Healing Secrets of Food Revealed. Until next week, be nourished.